Welcome to your five for today. There are overworked words in common use in the English language today. And when we were in school, the English teacher probably told us not to use the word nice all the time when writing an essay. Listening to people speak, it seems that there are other words that have been cheapened and diluted by overuse. Often, if somebody likes something, it gets described as either fantastic or fabulous. Another such word is amazing. But in our talk today, we are going to think about something that is truly amazing, and that is the amazing grace of God. One of the best-known hymns is called Amazing Grace. It is often the case that behind many well-known, well-loved hymns is an interesting story. Now, there is a high probability that you have heard or even know this hymn. John Newton's biographer has estimated that this old hymn is performed 10 million times a year and appears on 11,000 music albums and has been performed by Judy Collins, Ray Charles, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley, to name but a few. President Obama famously sang Amazing Grace at the funeral of Reverend Clementa Pinckney, a victim of the church shooting at Charleston, South Carolina. Recently, a lone piper movingly played this hymn at the close of the funeral service of the evangelist Billy Graham. Amazing Grace was written by John Newton in 1773. And the hymn is really an autobiography of how the grace of God touched his heart and changed his life. His early life was hard. His mother died just before his seventh birthday, and his stepmother was unsympathetic towards him. His father was a sea captain and took him to sea when he was 11 years old. Over the years, he lived a profligate and reckless life. He was pressed into the Royal Navy and, on leaving, became captain of a slave ship called Pegasus, where he plied his trade in the slave markets of West Africa and became part of the Atlantic slave run. The turning point in Newton's life was in 1748, when his ship was caught in a frightening storm off the coast of County Donegal in Ireland. He, thinking that the ship was going to be lost, called on the mercy of God. The expected tragedy did not happen, but was the cause of his remarkable spiritual conversion. He eventually left the sea and studied theology and became a preacher. Newton wrote his famous hymn to illustrate his New Year's Day sermon in 1773. The message is that forgiveness and redemption are possible regardless of the sins committed. Grace that could even save a wretch like him. The hymn expresses John Newton's new appreciation of the amazing grace of God in his life. The grace of God is blessing in salvation that is offered to all. It cannot be earned or merited. That is why it is grace. The Bible says it is by grace we are saved by faith, and it is not obtained by good works. Newton, looking at his own experience, confesses his guilt and wretchedness, and then rejoices in forgiveness and peace at this amazing grace has given him. If you know the words, you will know that he rises from his hopeless and helpless situation of being blind to the truth. He was lost, but found God in Christ. From a sinful past life, John Newton now sees that God took him through many dangers, toils, and snares, the things that proved frightening on the high seas. However, now all is tranquil for the future, and God's grace has been so precious to him since the hour he first believed. Later, John Newton, together with the young Member of Parliament, William Wilberforce, led a campaign to abolish the slave trade in the British Empire. This objective was achieved in 1807, when the Slave Trade Act was passed. This is an amazing story of how a slave trader wrote a hymn that became the anthem of the civil rights movement. A story about a Christian who came into the good of the amazing grace of God and made an impact on so many lives. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you.